listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 14. Last episode, I talked about image culture, integrity, and what happens when public personas become more important than the truth. And today, I'm continuing that conversation by discussing something increasingly common online: parasocial relationships and mental health grifting. Now, let me define what I mean by that. A social media mental health grifter is someone who exploits digital platforms to position themselves as a mental health authority, often without legitimate clinical training, ethical oversight, or professional accountability. They may use sensationalized content, trauma buzzwords, oversimplified psychology, quick fix healing language, and fear-based messaging to build influence, emotional dependency, engagement, and most importantly, profit. And let me be clear, this episode is not about attacking creators or discouraging psychoeducation online. There are many ethical, licensed, and highly trained professionals creating meaningful mental health content. But there is a difference between education and exploitation. Today, we're talking about why people emotionally attach themselves to influencers, how loneliness increases vulnerability online, why quick fix healing culture is dangerous, and how algorithm rewards emotional dependency, and of course, how to protect your mental health in digital spaces. Season 7 invites us into completion, reflection, and renewal. And today I'm going to be reflecting on how image culture and emotional dependency can quietly impact mental health. So before I begin, I'm going to invite you to join me in a centering practice. Just take a moment and take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. And now say quietly, I deserve the truth, not manipulation. I can seek healing without dependency, and I choose discernment over emotional impulse. Just take a moment to let that settle. So what is a parasocial relationship? And let me define this clinically. A parasocial relationship is a one-sided emotional attachment where someone feels emotionally connected to a public figure who does not actually know them personally. And social media intensifies this because creators now vlog daily life, share emotional experiences, speak directly into cameras, live stream personal moments, and create emotional accessibility. So the brain begins interpreting repeated exposure as familiarity. Your nervous system starts feeling, I know this person, even though the relationship is not reciprocal. An emotional attachment changes behavior. People may emotionally depend on creators, seek emotional regulation through content, feel personally wounded by online controversy, defend influencers aggressively, and confuse visibility with intimacy. And when loneliness, isolation, anxiety, or identity confusion are already present, parasocial attachment can become especially powerful. And social media has made mental health conversations more accessible. And that can be absolutely positive. But it also has created an environment where influence can grow faster than credibility. As we have seen in these past couple of weeks, someone can use therapy language, quote psychological concepts, create highly relatable videos, speak confidently, and position themselves as a healing expert without legitimate clinical education, licensure, or ethical accountability. And I want to be clear when I say this. Having education and having a license does not mean that you are a good and or ethical clinician. However, when you are licensed, you can be held accountable. Some creators intentionally blur that line. They may remain vague about credentials, use titles ambiguously, oversimplify trauma, make broad diagnostic claims, and promise healing through unconventional methods. And this is where mental health grifting begins, especially when creators package complicated trauma into simplified healing hacks, claim anxiety, ADHD, trauma, or depression can be fixed easily, sell miracle supplements, coaching programs, or paid communities, and position themselves as the only source of truth. And psychologically, this works because people in emotional pain are vulnerable to certainty. When someone is struggling mentally, they naturally want answers, relief, hope, direction, and belonging. So quick fix healing content becomes emotionally appealing, even when it lacks evidence. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Most parasocial attachment is not really about the influencer. It's about unmet emotional needs, sometimes loneliness, longing for connection, desire for guidance, and emotional escape. Someone may feel understood by a creator, emotionally attached to their routines or opinions, dependent on their content for comfort, and emotionally destabilized when that creator disappoints them. And algorithms reinforce this attachment. The more emotionally reactive you become, the more content you're shown. So people begin living inside emotional ecosystems built around influencers. And when the public figure lies, contradicts themselves, is exposed publicly, behaves unethically, disappoints their audience, it can feel deeply personal because the brain experienced perceived intimacy, even though the relationship was one-sided. So let's talk about warning signs. Be cautious of creators who promise easy cures for complex mental health conditions, claim trauma can be healed without effort, suggest therapy or medication are unnecessary for everyone, use fear-based messaging constantly, pathologize normal human emotions, speak with authority but stay vague about licensure, encourage emotional dependency on their content, and present themselves as the only trustworthy source. And another major warning sign, oversimplification. Real mental health work is nuanced. Healing is individualized. Ethical clinicians understand diagnosis requires assessment. Treatment requires evidence-based care. Trauma is complex. Symptoms overlap, and no single method works for everyone. Be mindful of creators who diagnose strangers online, label every behavior as trauma, and convince audiences that everyday emotions are a sign of severe pathology. Because fear and confusion generate engagement, and algorithms reward engagement. So let's talk honestly about the business side. Some creators are not just building community, they're building monetized emotional ecosystems where followers spend money, emotional energy, attention, time, and identity investment, seeking belonging, healing, certainty, and connection. Again, there's nothing wrong with creators earning income ethically. But problems emerge when emotional dependency becomes profitable. Fear is used as marketing. Influence replaces accountability. And vulnerability becomes monopolized manipulation, especially in mental health places. So let's talk about protection and discernment. Because real mental health treatment requires nuance, again, evidence-based care, individualized support, and again, ethical accountability, not viral content designed for mass engagement. Some ways that you can stay safe online is to verify credentials. Look for actual licensure, not vague titles or self-appointed labels. Be cautious of quick fixes. Healing from trauma, anxiety, or depression is really simple or immediate. Anyone promising effortless healing should raise concern. Notice if fear is being used as marketing. Be cautious of creators constantly convincing you that your brain is damaged, your nervous system is broken, and ordinary habits are secretly ruining your mental health. Fear creates clicks, and clicks creates money for creators. But ethical care creates empowerment. Prioritize real-world support. Online content can supplement learning, but it should not replace therapy, medical care, or authentic relationships and community support. Ask yourself, is this creator educating me or creating dependency? That question matters. So here's the Season 7 framework. Completion is releasing unhealthy emotional dependency online. Reflection is examining what emotional needs you may be trying to meet digitally. And renewal, reconnect with discernment, authentic relationships, ethical support, and grounded healing. So we're going to close with an integration practice, and I'm going to invite you to place your hand on your chest and repeat, I deserve authentic support. I choose discernment. I can seek healing without dependency. I trust truth over performance. And just take a moment and breathe and let that settle in. As I close out, remember, it's important to release emotional overdependence, understand what you're seeking, and reconnect with reality, authenticity, and ethical care. Protect your mind, protect your boundaries, protect your peace. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.